Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing second base. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is hit by the pitch. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Wilson scores. Bunning moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet strikes out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Byerly now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keen reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Harris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. Berberet is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Gus Zerniel. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lepsio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.